This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Week in the books. A lot of you are about to get on planes and trains and automobiles and head to SHOT Show. I wish I was going with you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've been watching this. I've never seen as much venom prior to an inauguration. Maybe I just haven't been paying attention. I don't know. I'm also very intrigued with what Hollywood thinks they're doing. A lot of us that are critics of Hollywood chuckled out loud when Pantsuit lost the election. All of those dramatic videos full of celebrity ardor for the Clintons just flopped, just outright. They did nothing. They weren't worth the time they were spent on them. Rarely has there been a more pronounced disconnect. Turned to belly laughs when those celebrities responded by making more videos. First, they made a video urging the Electoral College to actually reject the election results. When it dawned on them, and I guess the question should be, has it dawned on them that America wasn't going to reverse itself because they said so? They gave that up. Now they want to derail the president-elect's administration. So out came a celebrity video promoting Move On that was full of pompous celebs urging Congress to reject Trump's cabinet nominees. They announced the majority of Americans, regardless of who they voted for, did not vote for racism, for sexism, for xenophobia. And yet Donald Trump won. Only in that film La La Land does that sort of incoherence make any sense. But the ad that takes the celebrity cake appeared in the January 11th edition of the Washington Post. Page A5 carried a full-page advertisement written large on the top half of the words, "No, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America." What are you going to do besides talking? That's my first... What's your game plan besides talking? Because talking didn't work. There was a lot of talking going on prior to the election. We were being told by you. We were being told by the media. We were being told by other Republicans that Trump was going to lose. That Hillary was inevitable. And that was a big flop. So, what are you going to do besides talking? But instead of answering that question, all I got was more copy here. The ad continues. The presidency of Donald Trump is illegitimate. By any definition, Donald Trump is a fascist. He has put together a regime who will carry out this program and worse. He's got a bunch of people nominated. He hasn't put anything together yet. He's not even the president yet. It even dispenses with the actual voters saying, "No election, whether fair or fraudulent, should legitimize this. Reaching across the aisle only legitimizes that which is illegitimate." This diatribe ran on the very same day that the Post hailed President Obama's farewell address for identifying gathering threats to American democracy. This is the anti-Declaration of Independence. That's what it reads like. We, the undersigned, know in the depths of our beings the catastrophe that will befall the people of the world should Trump Pence resume or regime assume full power. They insist that the election should be thrown out because the Electoral College is an institution set up in 1787 to protect slavery. The actors who signed for this coup included Ed Asner, Margaret Cho, Deborah Messing, Rosie O'Donnell, Michael Shannon, and David Strathern. That's a shame. Shannon plays villains in the movies and in real life. He said there's a lot of old people who need to realize they've had a nice life and it's time for them to move on. If you look at the young people between 18 and 25, if it was up to them, Hillary would have been president. No offense to the seniors out there. My mom's a senior citizen, but if you're voting for Trump, it's time for the urn. Such tolerance. Entertainment Weekly praised him as a patron saint of grumpiness and grief. There were other celebrity activists on this list. Hollywood directors like Joe Dante and John Landis, you know, Animal House and stuff like that. There were the far-left rebels of the music world, Chuck D and Vic Mensa, jazz musicians Kurt Elling and Lala Hathaway, Arturo O'Farrell. And then there were alternative rockers, Alex Ebert of the band, Edward Sharpe of the Magnetic Zeros, one of my favorites, Merrill Garbus of Tune Yards, and Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, which is the only group I've heard of out of that particular one. They also included leaders of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA, which is committed to a global revolution. So much for opposing Trump's pending dictatorship. But this party's constitution rejects democracy. It says, in a world marked by profound class divisions and social inequality, to talk about democracy without talking about the class nature of what democracy and which class it serves is meaningless and worse. Based on the copy of the ad, it sort of seems like the signatories feel much more at home with that sort of communist outlook than, you know, this republic. And the Hollywood left is too enriched to be communist. You got a bunch of pampered multimillionaires of Hollywood. They should be yelling that out and saying unite. That has a certain ring to it. I see this kind of stuff and I read this kind of stuff and I have to ask. This is the kind of thing, if I got out there and I said, you know, if they try to subvert the Constitution, if they try to ban the Second Amendment, if they try to confiscate guns, they will be on board for a civil war. I'm regarded as a dangerous, inflammatory rhetoric flinging fool. And yet these guys can get out here and say this because, you know, besides, like, on the music side, Chuck D, I know who he is. I don't remember last time Chuck D had anything besides looking back and being a statesman, elder statesman of rap. Some of these other guys I've never heard of. That doesn't mean anything. There's lots of people I haven't heard of that are much, you know, much bigger names. What do you propose, though? Here's the thing. While they're out there saying, we oppose this, we oppose that, we oppose. What is it that you propose? We know what you oppose. It doesn't really matter what you propose or oppose. It's going to be Inauguration Day in about, what, 7 days? In a week, it's going to be Inauguration Day. So I don't know, I don't understand, and I don't care what you think. It's going to take, I mean, if you're going to get out there and talk this kind of mess, you're going to need a little more than words, okay? You're going to need a little more than words to go with it. This, you know, in the old days, they would say, those are fighting words. And to a certain degree, they are, but what are you going to do? You refuse to be this? Move out! A bunch of you plan to move out anyway. Go ahead and execute that plan. Please. Bunch of whining, mewling. It's like trying to get out there and put the cats together in a choir. I don't know if it'd be that easy. Anyway, we'll be right. for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Excuse me, that's a joke right there. Excuse me. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition. Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I want to tell you a couple of things real quick as I launch into this tirade. I love the AR-15/M4/M16 platform. It is great. It is stupendous. And it is old. It is old. If you were to look at the AK program with the Russians, okay, the M16 was and the AR-15 was originally developed in the 50s, right? The AK was developed in the 40s, hence AK-47. Now, since the AK, we've had the AK-74, the AK-102, and now we have the AK-12. The Russians continue to upgrade their weapon. The AK-74, which had roughly the same ballistics as far as caliber size of our 5.56 with their 5.45. The 5.45 that they designed was referred to as the poison pill, whereas the 5.56 that we use is, it has some wicked tumbling capability, but it's we're stuck in time. Now, for the longest time, for a couple of years now, the Army has been stuck in something called the modular handgun system. And this was a contract that was supposed to have been, it was supposed to have been done and decided in August of last year. If they've gotten that far, they haven't bothered to let anyone know. And this is a bloated program, and it is wallowing in red tape. And I've just got to ask one question. Why are we concerned with the handgun? I just about got in trouble with the FCC with that one. Why are we concerned with the handgun? If we want it, I mean, handguns are secondary weapons. Any of them would work just fine. I know that we want to have American made. Okay, fine. Go out there and get, I mean, you can get SIGs that are American made. You can get Glocks that are now made in America. You can get, any Smith & Wesson, you can get those. You can get, you wouldn't be able to get the Springfield because the XDA is actually made in Croatia. There's plenty of guns out there to consider to just pick it up. In the 80s, if you had a handgun issued to you, it was a 1911 patterned 45 ACP semi-automatic. Okay? Nobody cared if it fit your hand. Nobody cared if you liked it or if you were comfortable shooting it. You got the weapon. You learned how to utilize the weapon. You went and qualified with the weapon. The only people issued those weapons in the most cases when I was in were either medics who did not have a primary long gun or guys that were shooting crew-served weapons, like M60s, for example, that had run around with an M60. Nobody had secondaries. There were no drop-leg holsters in the 80s that I ever saw. Now, today, to get out there, they're talking about this modular handgun. Daytonics put one together. That was an interesting thing. But, I mean, why do we need to completely redesign a handgun? Is that going to be the primary weapon? When Mad Dog was in his confirmation, we get this from the transcript. The Army's trouble programming to buy a new standard issue handgun for soldiers was the subject of a renewed debate on Capitol Hill. During Thursday's confirmation hearing for retired Marine General James Mattis to become Defense Secretary in the Trump administration, Republican Senators Joni Ernst of Iowa and Tom Tillis of North Carolina took turns criticizing the service's XM-17 modular handgun system program, a $350 million competition to buy a replacement to the Cold War-era M9 9mm pistol. At a time when Russia is upgrading its service rifle, we continue to modify our M4s, and many of our troops still carry M16s. The Army can't even figure out how to replace the M9 pistol first issued in 1982.
Now, Senator Ernst is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Iowa National Guard. This is not something that she doesn't have a little bit of passing familiarization with. And she said that sometimes when she was in, they decided the most efficient use of an M9 was to simply throw it at your adversary. We had both M9s and 45s when I was in, and if I could get a hold of a 45, I would. I did not want the 9. I did carry something like it later when I got my own, but I didn't want theirs. She blasted the modular handgun program's many requirements. Take a look at this 350-page micromanaging requirement document if you want to know why it's taking so long to get this accomplished. Then she started talking about the 5.56. Our military currently shoots a bullet that, as you know, is illegal for shooting a small deer in nearly all states due to its lack of killing power. That's a stupid argument to make, Senator, former Lieutenant Colonel, because that's not what it's designed to do. It's not designed to be a killing round. That's why we have it. Because it takes more people to handle a wounded person than a dead person. But the general idea for a new pistol is sound. At the time, everybody wanted to adopt something that was NATO, so they went with the 9mm. The problem with that big open slide configuration of the Beretta is that they're wearing out. They're wearing out with only 30 years in. There's 1911 still in the system somewhere that still work. They want to find one handgun to rule them all with different frame sizes and slide barrel lengths to be used both in frontline service and special uses. And, you know, why don't they just buy Glocks? That's my question. You could start, you know, if you want to have like a competition team, get the 34. If you need a sidearm for ground troops, get the 17. For your officers that feel like they need to carry something smaller, you can get the 19. For those that want to be undercover, you can get the 26. It's already in place. No development done. Fewer moving parts than any other kind of gun. The Army is spending a whole lot of time and money on a sidearm, while in the meantime, we're sitting here with the same old technology as the primary weapon. And this is an issue. That is an issue. I've seen some of the stuff, some of the Starship Trooper stuff they've tried to come out with. That's not going to work, but we got it. We need to be looking somewhere else, and we certainly don't need to be spending this much time on the sidearm, on the secondary weapon. No. Let's work a little smarter on this. When we get back, we're going to look at Trump's first press conference. That'll be pretty funny. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I've already made reference to this. I have never seen this kind of a barrage of hostility and disparagement ever, against a guy who hasn't done anything yet in the office of the presidency. And this is, you know, a lot of guys, they're calling this Trump derangement syndrome. And that actually underestimates the nature of this hostility, because it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek psychiatric label on this unabashed rage and irrational break with reality that this said syndrome actually is. It is demented and demonic as it rages in Hollywood, various press venues, and on the streets. This reminds me, and it reminds me, because I read about it, I wasn't there personally to witness it, but this sounds like something somewhat like the reaction of the southern states when Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. Within a month after he was sworn in, the southern states began seceding, and early in his first term, Fort Sumter was fired upon from the Charleston, South Carolina harbor. Despite this acute anti-Trump sentiment at his first press conference since the election, he greeted the vehement opposition with a presentation that was rational and forthright. Very important that the president-elect address the issue of the relevance of the emoluments clause of the U.S. Constitution and the related issues of conflicts of interest resulting from a vast worldwide holding portfolio that he has amassed over his lifetime. Despite the campaign suggestions that the Clinton Foundation is being run as a pay-to-play influence peddling operation, the very thoughtful public has been very concerned about the influence of Trump's worldwide business dealings on the conduct of his presidency. I think that is the ultimate hypocrisy, because Clinton was selling things that she didn't own in a lot of cases. And Trump has only just ever done business. And I heard Elizabeth Warren grilling Ben Carson about were they ever going to do any housing projects that Trump would own the business and, you know, they would get paid and he would enrich himself. Trump is not Clinton. Trump's a billionaire. You do actually get to a point where you say to yourself, well, I've got $4 billion and a few skyscrapers. You know, I need five more bucks. I mean, see what I'm saying? At the press conference, he showed himself to be totally above board and non-evasive on those issues. He brought in an incredibly well-prepared spokeswoman, Sherry Dillon, from the law firm of Morgan Lewis to present a detailed reply to his critics on the matter. She very carefully explained how he would separate himself for his terms in office from both his physical asset management and his liquid assets. She gave a brilliant, detailed exposition of how this would be accomplished. And as any good attorney would do, she answered questions about other possible avenues for disconnecting himself from his business empire. Why not sell off all of his assets? Why not sell his properties but not his brand? Those were the questions she was getting asked, which are pretty damn stupid. But, she explained this matter with a level of detail that most of the public would not even be able to follow. But she did it in a way that was not patronizing. Thousands of pages of signed documents that would allow for this separation from his business enterprises, which she pointed out is not required by law for the president or vice president, were piled high on the stage next to the podium as an optic to dramatize the extent to which the president-elect has gone to eliminate any question that he will be a servant of the people. Sort of a wall of paper corresponding to the wall on the border will assure all that America is being made whole by a president that cares. She also addressed another question. Is the president-elect in violation of the emoluments clause of the U.S. Constitution? She asserted her law firm's view that he was not in violation of that clause, but she advanced steps Mr. Trump would be taking over and above, simply defending the law firm's interpretation of the meaning of that clause. The key is that no foreign contracts will be signed by the Trump empire while Trump is in office, and that all domestic deals will be signed off on by an ethics officer, most likely Fred Fielding, an experienced specialist in ethics and constitutional law. The profits of foreign entities would be deposited in the U.S. Treasury. As for the Russian hacking of the DNC and other hackings of government agencies, he stuck to his statements and said hacking was basically being blown out of proportion by the press and even by the intelligence community. He did not justify it and said Putin should not be hacking anybody. He wisely continued to suggest that more perspective on this issue should be communicated by the intelligence community, but especially by the press and certain politicians, and he may have been thinking about the quote-unquote hawks like McCain and Graham. Hacking was not being understood in the context of the U.S. weak defenses against cyber attacks, the fact that our vulnerability was known for a long time before this election, that other violations of cyberspace that were dangerous to our security were not publicly condemned to the same degree, and that the leaking of said material to the press by people inside the intelligence community was itself a breach of the law, and a very serious breach at that. He also noted that some of the news about hacking was fake news, in that it did not match the facts. Although he noted he can't talk about his fact-based meetings with intelligent personnel, all these points needed to be factored into the big picture to have a proper perspective on the hacking that did take place. It's taking place right now. We're doing it too. It's taking place all over. And it's worth noting, taking note of the manner in which Trump fielded the barrage of questions being launched at him, with individual reporters sometimes asking three or four of them. This is his relaxed and very bold style should have been reassuring to all watching the press conference. No more overly careful replies that we used to hear from Bush and from Obama. He was very open, very direct, showed no premeditation and a sincere attempt to answer, not to evade. He was not mealy-mouthed. He frankly said that if Putin likes him, it is an asset, not a liability. And he asked rhetorically, does anyone really think that Putin would disrespect the U.S. more dealing with Hillary than dealing with me? He noted candidly, they could have waited until the 2017 Obamacare debacle kicked in with its incredible rate increases and losses of coverage, and then blamed the Democrats, but instead he and his team will be coming out with a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare early in this term of office. The goal is not to win political points, but to prevent millions of Americans from having to face the upcoming horrors that Obamacare is bringing with it, including the sharp exchanges with CNN and BuzzFeed. I thoroughly enjoyed what I saw of that press conference. He demonstrated financial integrity. He showed some perspective on foreign affairs, candor in dealing with the press, and no fear. No fear. No mealy-mouthed pandering. I may be enjoying myself here very shortly, just watching this guy, this dude, do his thing. When we get back, I've got a question for you about carrying a gun everywhere you go. Should it one state be able to tell you that you are unsafe? This is Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If the hype that the anti-rights crowd and their friends in the media is true, all of us are being, we're all on the verge of being gunned down in the streets. If a new bill introduced in the House becomes law, this would be the new national reciprocity bill that would require all states to recognize the concealed carry licenses and permits issued by other states and would also protect the right to carry for citizens from states where no license or permit is required. The bill, H.R. 38, was introduced by North Carolina Republican Richard Hudson, and it's just the latest in a string of similar bills that have been floating around Congress for a number of years. The key distinguishing feature of this one is the protection of carry rights for people from constitutional carry states where they're not currently required to obtain a license to legally carry a concealed firearm. I don't know if those states still offer a permit for them to go state to state. Now, Vermont, for instance, has never had a law against carrying a concealed firearm. They've never had any state-issued gun control law at all, ever, since 1791. They've never had a licensing system. They've never had a need for it. 11 other states do offer licenses, but the licenses are not required for carry within the state. Most constitutional carry states do offer licenses, so that answers my question, so that their citizens who choose to obtain one can avoid hassles and delays when purchasing firearms and can carry when visiting states where their state's licenses are recognized. The thing about that, like having the permit here in South Carolina where we don't have concealed, permitless carry, it does aid me a great deal when buying a gun because I don't have to go through the background check with the permit. And that's a little bit of a time savings. Now, there's a bit of a rift right now within the rights community over the idea of federal legislation forcing states to honor carrier permits from other states. And the main argument here being one of state autonomy. Many gun rights advocates believe such measures violate the 9th and the 10th Amendments and are beyond the authority of the feds. There's also fear of establishment of some sort of federal minimum standard for issuance of carry licenses. The concern is that if a federal standard is accepted, the standard could eventually be tightened to the point that no one would be able to get the license. Many would prefer just to keep the federal government out of the carry debate and leave it with the states. The only problem is that most people don't educate themselves when they get on the road. Lots of people from Pennsylvania that make the news on a regular basis get in the car and then travel into New Jersey with their gun. And when they get pulled over for having a bad taillight, they go, I have my permit right here, officer. My gun is right over here. And then the next thing they hear is the handcuffs clicking closed. Yeah. So the Hudson Bill avoids any hint of national standards and addresses the recognition issue from a full faith and credit perspective, which is what everything is based on in this country anymore because we don't have any money. Having states honor them as they do other states' marriage licenses and driver's license. So the basic argument is if Arizona trusts me to carry a gun and I do so safely, why would this be considered a threat in New Jersey? Most people who commit violent crimes with firearms aren't new. They're not first-time offenders. Most have extensive criminal records and are actually forbidden to even touch a firearm or ammunition under federal law. And that's a fact that seems to elude those who are always calling for additional firearm laws. Criminals are already illegally in possession of firearms, so what's another law going to do? Does anyone suppose criminals illegally carrying firearms are going to do it more or to be more dangerous if more honest citizens are legally carrying guns? Those laws don't seem to impede criminals much, and liberalizing lawful carry with or without licensing has never resulted in the blood in the streets predictions of the hoplophobes that are so prevalent out there. It turns out that criminals and stupid people do criminal and stupid things regardless of law, all the time, every day, while responsible citizens act responsibly, regardless of the law. There's some other details and concerns within the rights community regarding the details of H.R. 38. It looks like the bill was written to require states to honor licenses and permits. Then provisions for honoring the right carry rights of citizens of constitutional carry states seem to have been added as an afterthought. That amendment makes the original section redundant, clearly telling states that carry rights from any state must be recognized in every other state, regardless of licensing or permits. The question here is how sharp are the teeth of this law? Because there needs to be consequences for any state or official who would unjustly prosecute someone or otherwise fail to fulfill their obligation under this law. Expect to see Congress, and particularly the Senate, where the pro-rights majority is very thin, use the existence of the two separate sections and the disagreement within the rights community as leverage to water down the bill and to divide the advocates. Since the Senate will be the harder test, I would prefer to see the bill advance there first rather than going through the struggle and publicity of a big battle in the House, only to have the legislation die in some Senate subcommittee. If we could get a decent bill through the Senate, it should then have a very smooth journey through the House. Meanwhile, the needed improvements can be worked out for the House version. Trump has already committed to signing this. And so far, an equivalent to Representative Hudson's bill has not been introduced in the Senate. I would expect to maybe see it come from Cornyn, although I don't know who it will come from. In the meantime, I would strongly encourage you to call your respective Congress critters and tell them to co-sponsor H.R. 38, to look at the shortcomings and ask them to address the shortcomings. And if you want to get something in front of the executive branch, you can email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, and I will forward that to Arbolz Quarrel, who has a line of communication to Mike Pence, and it will go. We've already got hundreds of you in there. A few hundred more of you would be very nice. bill@lockandloadradio.com. That will get you on the pile, on the dog pile we're trying to put together to nationalize the right, which is a long time coming. This should have been done a long time ago. And once it is done, I'm sure it will, you know, there'll be all kinds of other things that come along with it that will, I don't know, suits and everything else. And we'll see. We'll deal with them. We'll handle them when we get there. Had a very interesting conversation regarding the Glock 20. I was talking with Mike Parks at Agency Arms last night. So I have next week to get this gun to the range and review it and film it. And then once that happens, I'm going to be boxing it up and it's going to Agency Arms and it's going to get a full treatment. And this will be, I have handled a gun that Agency Arms has done before. A 10 millimeter that they have done before. And this is going to be epic. Epic. Getting ready to buy a whole bunch of ammo from Ammunition Depot. Just for that, just 10 millimeter. And when the gun comes back, this is going to be a gun that I'm going to carry. I've been carrying it since I bought it. So, heavy metal. I'm enjoying it. We're going into hour number two. When we get back, we're going to talk about the fact that there is no longer just simply one America. And is there any way to bridge those two back together again? This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.